A U.S. immigration judge last week approved the deportation of General Carlos Eugenio Vides Casanova, who from 1980 to 1989 served as head of El Salvador's National Guard and later as defense minister during the nation's bloody civil war, when tens of thousands of Salvadoran civilians were murdered and many were tortured. On February 23rd, Judge James Grimm of Orlando, Florida's Immigration Court found Vides Casanova liable for acts of torture and murder committed by soldiers under his command, including the rape and murder of four American churchwomen in December 1980. At the time, Washington was supporting the Salvadoran government's war against the FMLN leftist guerrilla movement. In deciding the case, the judge cleared the way for the former general's deportation from the U.S. General Casanova was also found to have assisted in the torture of two Salvadorans who testified at the proceedings and were represented by the Center for Justice and Accountability. The case was prosecuted by the Human Rights Violators and War Crimes Center, part of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Vides Casanova has denied participation in or even knowledge of these crimes. He has several avenues of appeal still open to him before a final judgment is rendered. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Carolyn Patty Bloom, senior legal advisor to the Center for Justice and Accountability. She explains how her organization was able to win a 2002 civil judgment and settlement of $300,000 from Vides Casanova on behalf of three Salvadoran torture victims, and discusses the importance of this most recent immigration court decision.
We kept the Immigration Service and then the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice aware of Vides' presence in the U.S. and encouraging them and encouraging members of Congress who had an interest to put pressure on the Department of Homeland Security to remove him from the United States so that he would not, you know, be able to continue to live here, both after a successful civil judgment against him, finding him responsible for our client's torture, but, you know, also because of the position that he held in the El Salvadoran military.
You said the Center for Justice and Accountability got involved in a legislative effort to make it easier to remove human rights abusers from the U.S., and that passed in 2004. How does it work?
This is the legislation that amended the Immigration and Nationality Act. And how it amended it was to enable the Department of Homeland Security to give them more tools to deport people who were accused of ordering, inciting, assisting, or otherwise participating in torture or extrajudicial assassination. I would say, you know, in all frankness, that during the period that Bush was in office, the lens was turned much more toward terrorism. There were people who were in kind of in overlapping units who were dealing both with domestic terrorism, quote unquote, and so-called human rights abusers. And the human rights abusers kind of portfolio sort of got dropped by the wayside. And it really wasn't until the Obama administration came in and there was a bit of more of a revival of the office of people who were committed to really looking at this array of human rights abusers from various countries who were in the United States, El Salvador, Colombia, Guatemala, Honduras, Rwanda, Bosnia, Liberia, I mean, a number of different places. And, you know, there have been pretty consistent reporting that there were, in fact, a number of human rights abusers in the U.S. We knew, certainly from the cases of the defendants that had lost the cases that we had litigated, which were focused on El Salvador. It got a better recognition, and there were people in Congress who were very supportive, both in terms of passing the legislation, making sure that it would be implemented, and holding hearings.
Patty Blum, how significant is this ruling from the immigration judge regarding Vides Casanova?
It's the first time that the Department of Homeland Security has used it against a person who was at the absolute top senior position in military command. And so for that reason, it's quite significant that they went forward against him and that the judge rendered a decision against him and found him responsible for participating or assisting in the torture of two of our clients who testified at the immigration judge hearing and for the assassination of the four American churchwomen and of two other Americans who were killed with an El Salvadoran land reform activist.
Is the idea that he would be deported back to El Salvador and that he'd stand trial there?
the ultimate end game of this is that he would be returned to El Salvador. And while he may not face any type of prosecution in El Salvador, currently he wouldn't, but things could change in El Salvador.
And that's because of the amnesty that's in place?
Yes. He has been living in the United States for a long time. His family is here. It would be, I'm sure, from his perspective, a real punishment to have to leave the United States.
Would you say that it's becoming more possible to get judgments against some of the Central American military leaders of the 1970s and 80s, you know, who are now living in the U.S.?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think that things have really changed dramatically internationally over the past 15 years. There really has developed an international movement to oppose impunity and to demand accountability for crimes that occurred in the past, even when there's a transition to a new, more democratic system.
That was Carolyn Patty Bloom with the Center for Justice and Accountability. For more information on the case of General Vides Casanova, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.